Yeah, well, I think I think he's like a your typical French American. His Twitter handle is at Cajun Discordian, which is a very there's a hostile energy.
Yeah.
To at Cajun Discordian, where you're like, oh, I do declare it's so muggy down here in the deep south, but I must pursue my chaos magics at this time. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Do you see this meme he posted on June 8th where it's like a demotivational poster type image? It's like a girl standing over a pentagram with like a skull in the middle, and she has some kind of book that's probably like about devil worship, and it says prayer in school, be careful what you wish for, religious, right? A very like 2003 internet kind of meme.
I really do feel like I'm being transported back to some of my earliest days on the internet. And, what makes me the most upset about this? I hadn't seen this one yet. What makes me the most upset about this meme is that I think if I had seen this when I was 16, I would have loved it.
Awesome. I would have been like, this makes a good point. Yeah, it's like, they mean Christian prayer, but what if we did devil worship prayer? They'd be owned. But yeah, like a grown man in the 2020s posting this when he already like works at Google. And it's like, when was the last time prayer in school was even much of a hot button issue? I don't even really know.
Yeah, but he's such like, this guy is such a like fedora core gentle sir. Like if you look at his photo, it's literally him in like a full suit, like navy blue suit with like red tie, red pocket square. He's got the penguin hat.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how like else 1880s to describe
bat
it.
Hat.
Yeah. Like there was a time when we all decided that top hats go straight up and down. There's no bevel. There's no curve in the hat part of the top hat anymore. And he's like, "No, give me the waviest, roundest, most felt-brimmed top hat you have, my good sir."
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time someone wore a hat like that and it wasn't an affectation? I don't think it happened in the 20th century. I feel like maybe there were like rich old people in the 20s, like you know, someone who was like 70 in 1910 was maybe wearing that hat if rich. But in terms of like how often normal people have worn hats like that, like in the 1900s everyone started wearing like fedoras and stuff, and then after the 60s basically no one wore hats like that anymore anyway.
Well, I feel like this guy is kind of on the same tip as like Nathan J. Robinson style wise, where it's kind of like you said, where he's like, I'm going to, it's the roaring 20s again, my good fellow. I'm going to dress like the 20s. And then like, but he has no idea what era anything is from. So he's wearing a mishmash of styles from like 1850 to 1940.
Yeah, I'm sure if you actually like are a historian of that kind of fashion, it feels like going to a Ren Fair where it's just like 500 years of history mashed up together and some stuff is complete nonsense.
Yeah, you're at the Ren Fair and you're like a medieval historian and you're like, oh, that guy's broadsword is actually from an entirely different era than the chainmail that he's wearing. And if you notice the adornments that he has on the ends of his tunic, and then your friend just looks at you and he's like, that guy's wearing fucking blue jeans, so shut the fuck up.
And you're like, actually, technically they could have made blue jeans with the technology they had at the time. They just chose not to.
Guys who are like those guys who get really mad at like Viking shows when it features anybody who's not like a white dude, except now they get mad because like this guy's Viking tunic should actually be from 600 BC instead of like 300 AD. And it would, well, I mean, like there really are dudes out there again. Like what's that? There's a tank video game where there's a forum for the video game where people keep getting in heated arguments about tank specifications. And so they post classified state documents. And it's like, we commented on it, I think the first time it happened, or maybe the second, but someone has been keeping track. It's happened like five or six times by now.
Yeah. There was an article that I saw recently that's from like 10 months ago. And I was like, did we talk about this on the show? Or is this like, I think it might've been a different occurrence than the one, because I think we talked about a plane maybe that happened with, or there's like all different kinds of armaments that people like upload classified documents to be like, no, look, I've worked on this thing. This is what it should look like. This video game is wrong. And it's like, if you have to upload something classified, you should just accept that like you have more knowledge, take the dub and move on. Don't try to like prove your point.
Well, to me, that just screams like a person who physically cannot relax. Like you,
yeah.
you have your day job where you work for Lockheed Martin designing fucking Javelin missiles, and then you mm-hmm. play a video game in your spare time and the Javelin missile is wrong. And so you get in a heated argument with, you know, Bonglord 420 on the tank game forums. And before you know it, you've like violated your NDA and committed a felony.
Yeah, that is something like, a lot of people fuck up their lives by arguing on the internet or like posting too hard, you know, like rich people do it all the time, but that's really like, you really should not be arguing about this on the internet levels.